This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Hallelujah. Please lift up your two hands. One more time, magnify the name of the Lord. This is the third and final Shiloh prayer hour. We have proofs with us that God answers prayers. Abundance of proofs. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Shiloh 2023. Congratulations. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. Can I have you say with me, good morning, Jesus? Good morning, my Lord. I'm here again in your presence. Show me the path of life. Amen. Now, please, let's get together the fact that our spiritual well-being determines our overall well-being. Most of the times, we don't give attention to this. So we keep struggling and struggling. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Spirituality is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. When it's well with us spiritually, it will be well with us everywhere. So the well-being of our spiritual life is far more important than most of the things we run after. For instance, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights himself greatly in his commandments, is a spiritual man. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. He won't have to pray for it. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. You won't have to cry for it. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever. That spiritual man, that's his future, that's his destiny, that's his posterity. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth, to the level that your soul prospers. To the level. So our well-being, our overall well-being, anchors on our spiritual well-being. Our overall well-being, please take it away from here. Take that away from here. Your spiritual well-being, my spiritual well-being, is where my overall well-being is determined. The moment God's word does not hold water in your life, you are heading for hard times. Hard times. Hard times. Have you not procured this for yourself? In that thou hast forsaken the Lord when he led thee by the way, you procure trouble, wahala, everything. So we must strive to jealously guard our spiritual life, remain online, remain on course. So everything else can answer to us freely. Psalm 112 and verse 1 to 3. He even said later on, he said, the enemy will see my blessing on your life and be very angry. It will gnash with his teeth, but his desire shall perish. That spiritual man is preserved, is protected against the assault of the wicked. So to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. I'd like you to believe of an upgrade this morning in your spiritual life. Lord, I desire an upgrade. So that all those vices that corrupt, that defy, can lose their grip of your life. And then you can walk free. It's so vital, it's so important. People just cry out for things, but the root of their challenge is not minded. Let's mind it. So there is no substitute for raw obedience to God's commandments. No matter your theology. If you won't say what God says, you won't see what God says, you will see. Yeah, there's no two way about it. So grace to walk in obedience, delightsome obedience, delightsome obedience. Your views are irrelevant. My views are irrelevant. Your opinion is your cup of tea. It doesn't change it. Forsake not yourself together with one another. That your view won't matter. You forsake it. You know what you're forsaking. You're forsaking strength. You're forsaking access to the path of life. So, everything. Upon Mount Zion, the church of God Christ, the fellowship of the saints, shall be deliverance. And then holiness, people will sit down in church and nobody has prayed for them. And then they are free. I had a humbling testimony yesterday of one of us. It was in our monthly leadership empowerment summit. And then he had nose cancer. And then, as I was ministering, something went through the screen, boom, to him, and blew it up. Upon Mount Zion, not in your room. A family came in here, reading that the man was finished with prostate cancer, with pus coming out. Sat down here, Achilo went back a free man. Nothing again. A family sat down here reading with tuberculosis. Eh? That as they sat down for 30 minutes, no cough. The husband looked at the wife and said, "This cough, fears God, what's happening here?" That was it. They walk free from here straight forever. First time in church. So, don't toy with these things. I don't have time. I have a lot of business. When sickness hits you, you will have no business more than how to be healed. You better wake up. I'm a church addict long before I became a pastor. Church addict, sir. Church. Fellowship time, I will run like an antelope. For God not to be there before me. For God not to be. You know my kind of little faith? God must not be there before me. I never found myself sit behind before in my life. I don't look for front seat, but I'll be where the first arrivals are. I'm so difficult to kill. You better take cover. It's your turn. Every little thing matters. Every little word. All scriptures are inspired by God. They are profitable. The doctrines are profitable. The reproofs are profitable. My God, the instructions are profitable. So you better take it. When he says study, you won't study, you'll be stupid. You won't just be connected. Something will just go wrong. Can I have you say with me, my spiritual life matters the most.
My spiritual life matters the most.
In defining my destiny.
In defining my destiny.
My posterity.
My posterity.
And my eternity. Jesus, I desire an upgrade in my spiritual life today. I desire an upgrade in my spiritual life today. Don't ask for any other thing. That's enough. Amen. The other things are taken care of. Amen. Other things are taken care of. Stand to your feet. They that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. The pursuit of God is the answer to all questions. The deliberate pursuit of God is the answer to all the questions of life. Amen. He said, the harder you follow me, he said, the higher you fly. So you give God the heat of your pursuit. My soul followeth hard after thee, O God, and thy right hand upholdeth me. Lord, I desire an upgrade in my spiritual life. There must be a new beginning. There must be a new beginning. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. There must be a new beginning. Let everything that corrupts, that defies, that makes careless, that ignores the world, that despises the commandments, lose their grip of my life. Do a new thing in my life, Jesus. Somebody's praying that prayer. Eloprek tenoria, ashogenebo, teclariano, eplomprek tonoria. Enough of toying with the things that matter the most in my life. Enough of toying. Lord, I desire an upgrade in my spiritual life. An upgrade in my spiritual life. An upgrade in my spiritual life. I desire grace for steadfastness in my pursuit. Tirelessness in my pursuit. Delightsomeness in my pursuit. Aleko teke, eribala taro, shinglara rayeto. Emo pepo pepo paridato. Enclan grand tonarada, Eboziza ribalake, Maclecoro, Lecrectono, Ezizo rita baracanota. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. So you don't have to pray against darkness when you are walking the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Master, walking in the light. Every day of my life, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Master, walking in the light of God. Walking in the light naturally liberates you from the assault of the powers of darkness. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Master, walking in the light. Every day of my life, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Master, walking in the light of God. The ephemerals are too many. Let's get back to the root. Let's get back to the road. Lord, grace to walk in the light. In the light of your word. Walk in your commandment as a delight. I receive it this morning. Grace to walk in the light of your word as my natural new way of life. I receive it. Grace to embrace your commandments and walk in them as my new way of life. I receive it. Come on now, receive it. Come on now, receive it. Walking in the light like grace from the house of darkness naturally. There is no struggle between you and the powers of darkness. You are free from it. A rubine, a nekata. Grace to walk in the light. Nobody has to pray against the arrows of darkness walking in the light. Walking in the light liberates naturally. Liberates naturally. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I walk in the world to walk free from the assault of the powers of darkness. I walk in the world to walk free from the assault of the powers of darkness. So help me, Jesus. To walk in your word. The things you have shown me on this mountain, help me to walk in them. Help me to walk in them as my new way of life. Help me to walk in them as my new way of life. Help me to walk in them as my new way of life. Help me to walk in them as my new way of life. Help me to walk in them as my new way of life. Help me to walk in them as my new way of life. Walking in the light like breaks naturally from the assault of the powers of darkness. Help me to keep walking in the light of your world. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. You know, most of the time we overrate vision above the world. Forget about nonsense. You are not working in the world, no matter your vision, it won't work. It won't work, sir. The powers of darkness will choke you up. There is no prophetic unction, sir, that can break scriptures. It doesn't work, sir. Thank God for gifts of the Spirit. But if you don't walk in the light, you are a victim of the powers of darkness. You are vulnerable to it. Somebody's free. Somebody's free. You want what lasts? Have a deep root in the spiritual things. Have a deep root in spiritual matters. Have a deep root. It's a new day. It's a new day. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. Ephesians 5, 8. We are going to go into our personal prayers right now. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Don't just carry the light and keep it inside your stomach. Walk in the light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Walk in the commandments of the Lord. Walk in them as a way of life. Then things will start opening up to you on their own accord. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 32 and 33. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Ye shall work, you shall observe to do what? To do therefore as the Lord God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right nor to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways with the Lord your God has commanded you, that ye may live. Just walk and you live. Walk and live, my brother, live. Just walk in the world and live. That you may live, that it may be well with you. And you may prolong your days on the earth. What? That's it. Walk in the world. Walk in the instruction. And you live. Everybody's applauding you. That's not the thing. Walk in the world that you may live. They can applaud you to death. Just walk in the world that you may live. Glory to God. No matter who hates you, walk in the world. The hater will disappear. Walk in the world, they will become your friends. Walk in the world that you may live. Man, September 13, 1990, in Ontario, Canada. God opened that to me. Walk in my word, you live. Walk in all the ways I tell you. Don't turn around to this life. Don't say it's a new generation something. New generation what? There's no new generation Bible. No new generation commandment. No new generation commandment, sir. Don't confuse yourself. This book is current into ages to come. Nothing can devalue it. Let's wake up, sir. Let's wake up. All these new methods won't work. Walk in the world. And things will start working on their own. Now, it's your turn. Go before the Lord. Ask for whatever you want. This is the last Silo prayer hour. We have 20 minutes to do that. Amen. We have taken 10 minutes to reorganize ourselves, to reposition ourselves spiritually. Now, go ahead and see whatever thing is required to keep you on course. Elupina alekete entaloketeria. Take an emotion that is convenient for you for prayers, that you won't sleep, but you are going to be alive. Exodus 19:19, Moses spoke to the Lord, and the Lord answered him by voice. Now, pray the prayer that expects an answer from the Lord to reorder anything about your life and my life that is out of order. Satan has not departed finally this morning. He has put you and me right on course for a life of meaning, a life of impact. Amen. Your God answers prayers. It's not an idol. Elijah said the God that answered by fire is the Lord, and he answered on the spot. He answers. This God answers prayers. This God answers prayers. Nothing will fade and faint and fall in your life anymore. Somebody's in prayer and with intentionality, with focus. Begin to shake your feet off everything that's trying to get you off course with God. Shake your feet from it. 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 Shake your feet from every dust that's pressing to get you offline with God. Shake your feet from it. Shake your feet from it. God's blessings will always trail man's obedience. The scriptures cannot be broken. Call upon me and I will answer you and I'll show you. Pray the show me prayer this morning. Pray the show me prayer. Show me the way forward, Jesus. Show me things to ignore. Things to put off and things to put on. When we commit to God in truth and in deed, He gives us rest round about. Rest, run about. Rest, run about. Welcome to the realm of miracles. You have struggled enough. Welcome. 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 We're no longer looking for a miracle. You are just a walking miracle. A walking miracle. A walking miracle. Welcome. Welcome to that realm. Welcome to that realm. Doors will start opening to you on their own accord. On their own accord. Doors will be opening to you on their own accord. On their own accord. On their own accord. The days of stress and strain, they are over your life. Somebody's praying with expectation. And the Lord answered him by a voice. Somebody's calling on God. The God that answers prayers. Somebody setting his house in order. Shall we begin to give God thanks, everyone? As we stand to our feet this morning, let's begin to magnify the Lord, the one that answers prayers. Ever reliable, ever dependable, always there. Our covenant keeping God. We do thank Him for showing you the way forward from henceforth. Thank Him for showing you and me the way forward. The way forward. The way forward. In our walk with God, the way forward. The way forward. In the affairs of our life, the way forward. In the works of our hand, the way forward. In our family life, the way forward. In our physical body, the way forward. I want to thank the Lord for shedding light on your path and on my path. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. James chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. You see where our prayer is limited. He said, from whence come war among you? Are they not from your lust? Whatever is blocking our way forward is cleared. Yeah. May we not regather them again. Yeah. You ask, I receive not, because you ask amiss, to consume it on your loss. So whatever would destroy us, He won't give us. No matter how hard you cry. He loves us so much. What will stir pride in you, God won't let it happen. Amen. What will corrupt your walk with Him, He won't make it available to you. So we limit ourselves as to what God answers when we pray. But no more. The heavens are open. 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 Whatever spiritual advancement anyone desires this morning is yours already. When we advance spiritually, we advance everywhere. So your advancement in life is opened up this morning. You never know stagnation again. As you walk in the light, the barriers that stop the way of people forward will clear off your way. Can you imagine darkness put a roadblock on the way of light? As light approaches, darkness disappears. It's auto. That light shines in darkness. Darkness can handle it. It's auto. From now, nothing blocks your way forward again. From now, nothing blocks your way forward again. From today, nothing blocks your way forward again. Let's celebrate this prayer answering God, because Shiloh Prayer Hour this year has brought its own packages to you and to me. Let's magnify the Lord. Hallelujah.
Everybody rejoice in the Lord. Jesus answers prayers. Everybody rejoice in the Lord. Jesus answers prayers.
Now, we'll pray one more prayer, and then we close in the Shiloh prayer hour. By the help of God, Paul said, I continue to this day. This journey is a lifelong marathon. It's a lifelong marathon. Solomon was God's darling for 20 years before he went offline. Saul was there for 40 years before he went offline. King Asa, that revivalist king, was there for 20 years before he went offline. Uzziah was so marvelously helpful. His fame was all over the world for 53 years before he went offline by pride. I make it a Korean usher. Everybody needs grace to sustain his place in this race. It's a lifelong marathon. Makano, Precano, Eshiangera. Nobody can claim to be an expert. Everybody needs grace. Everybody needs grace to keep going, to keep going, to keep going, to keep going without break, without looking back. Make one break near. You can imagine when you turn to be a breadwinner of a nation, will your head still be in the correct place? No. And they say you are now employing about 2 million people in your establishment. I just tell Papa, things have changed. You know, the issue is, you know, the kind of thing we do now is so that we need all the time. So I'll be online. Tell Papa for me, I'll be online. He may not understand what I'm saying because he's not, you know, he has never been in this position before. And it's very true, I've never been there. Amen. But anywhere outside the Bible, you are offline. You are offline. 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 Lord, engrace me to make it through in this lifelong marathon. Like Uzziah ended with leprosy after 53 years of solid work with God. My God. Do you know that Samson reigned for 40 years? Before he crashed as a toy. Help me, Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Receive grace for sustenance in this lifelong marathon. Everybody, I need it more than anybody else needs it. Grace to keep going and going without looking back so I don't become a pillar of salt. Grace to keep going. To keep minding the same thing, not go offline, not go offline, not begin to give sin a new face. Lord, grace to keep going, to remain level-headed no matter where you lift me to. Grace. To keep loving you and serving you no matter the grace that you have placed upon my life. Not to abuse it, not to abuse it. Lord, help me, help me. To keep going in this lifelong marathon. It's a lifelong marathon. It's a lifelong marathon. But Abraham made it. He walked with God for 100 years. He made it. He made it. Paul made it to the end as an appointed agent. I will make it. Help me, Jesus. I need your grace to make it. No one can make it in his power. I need your grace to make it. I need your grace to make it, Jesus. I need your grace to make it. Help me, Jesus. Send me your grace. Let it be power beyond my power. Strength beyond my strength. Send me your grace. Send me your grace. Not to go down on the things I find in your world as the truth. I begin to give it a new interpretation. Help me to keep going. Aribelekete, egugabalatane, esiandope, anglange kokekoka palataze, ebrebrebrebre kotoria, amso peketenia luna. Come on, pray in the spirit, everybody. Pray in the spirit. Invoke the help of God to keep you and me going all through this journey. All through this journey. All through this journey. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. your seat in the kingdom will never become vacant. The crown reserved for you, another man will not take it. Lift up your two hands. Now, may your takeaway from Shiloh Prayer Hour this year bring about lasting testimonies. The you and me that's here now, we're coming back in our new spiritual status next year. We'll be alive and well in our new spiritual status next year. As you walk in the light, he said, you will live. It shall be well with you. You prolong your days on the earth. No one under the sound of my voice today around the world will be in the grave. None of your children and grandchildren will be in the grave. I almost got deceived when we turned 40 in ministry. I thought we have entered the promised land. Until he showed me 2 Chronicles 16 how Uzziah crashed after 53 years. Jesus. I almost got it off. I thought we entered the promised land from the Bible. I thought, the God, this, just push me on to 40. When I saw Uzziah, I said, God, push me to the end. Push me till the end. I don't want to end up a leper. Push me till the end. Push me till the end. Push me to the end. There are challenges here and there, but push me to the end. I don't want to lose my tie with you. I don't want to go on your exam. Keep me current as a member of your family. That's what it is. It's personal. It's personal. It's not about anybody trying to judge somebody else. It's personal. It's you and God. I'm telling you, me, I will have ghost. If I heard that thing that I think was the truth. But God saw my heart and he said, hey boy, come on here. And the journey just started. Abraham followed me for 100 years. 100. 100 years. 100 years. 100 years. At 114, he would still wake up early in the morning to come to beg God. Early in the morning. Checking for 3 days. We shall all make it. We are the seed of Abraham. We shall make it. Amen. No one will miss his step in following God. Amen. His commandment will not become irrelevant to you anymore. Amen. That way you save your household. Your seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Amen. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. There shall be no beggar in your lineage. There shall be no beggar in your lineage. No one wears rags in your lineage. No one begs for food in your lineage. No one begs for clothes to wear in your lineage. No one lives his life in sickness and disease in your lineage. It shall be well with you all around. Now, for your encounter, Shiloh Prayer Hour, lift up your two hands and thank God. The 3 Shiloh Prayer Hours is over this morning. Give him thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, I heard from the Lord today will be a mountain of voices. So set yourself to hear from God the things that matter to your tomorrow. Set yourself to hear from heaven. It shall be a mountain of voices today that will be showing the way forward, correcting our wrong steps, reproving us where we need to be reproved, and instructing us on the way to go. Set yourself for it. Set yourself for it. And I will now turn to see what the design is, and then the voice came. The voice will come your way. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I'm thoroughly blessed this morning. I don't know about you. Assure your neighbor, I know you are blessed as well. And you will soon share your testimony. Amen. The hour of visitation commences in the next 7 minutes. That's 7:15 to be very specific. In between, reflect, refresh, and get ready. The Lord bless you mightily in Jesus' precious name. Together joyfully, let's share the goodness of the Lord. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2023, it shall be so for you. Give God another big hand, please.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.